It's January 24th. This is episode 5 of the Shaunakee, entitled The Queen of Spades. For more information and liner notes, go to goodwordsrightorder.com.
If you're playing well, you don't sit at the edge of a card game. You slip your entire body into it like a warm bath. It can take hours to completely immerse yourself, but when you're in the game, layers of dead skin slough off, leaving your raw nerves exposed and floating on the surface of the water so that you can feel every ripple and change. You come to know things that are unknowable to other people. If you're quick and inaccurate with your language, you might call it a sixth sense, but that's only because you're not a card player, not an animal perfectly in tune with an artificially limited environment of felt, probability, and the certainty, like death is a certainty, of gain and loss. So one night, in this rhapsodic state with chips piled high before me like spoils from the sack of Rome, I noticed something. Not noticed and notated like a scientist would, not by mining the data of past experience, but by living in the animal present, I sensed something. Felt it at the tips of my ears, welling out from the marrow of my bones. A woman 3 seats to my left was seeing into the future. She would fold bad hands, patiently, diligently, like a strong player would, but then, out of nowhere, she would play impossible hands, swimming uphill against probability, yet always seeming to get saved by the river, as if she knew what cards were coming. I tried not to get mixed up in a hand with her, but it happens. If you sit at a card table long enough, everything that can happen, no matter how improbable, will happen. I got 2 pair on the flop, so I bet. I'm not a tricky man. She called fast. Her long black hair rippled to the side slightly. She was flushing, I was sure of it. Spades. I had to make sure she never got there. The next card was a blank. If I had trusted my instincts, the same ones that scented fear on the wind and screamed for me to run, I would have folded. But I was too rational to listen to the fear. The Titanic is too big to sink. I shove all in. She called without a thought. Before the next card was even turned, she started saying no. Just no, over and over again as the tears fell down her face. The card was the Queen of Spades. She won. But she left the table before she even saw it. The dealer pushed the chips to an empty seat as he called after her. What's the matter? You won. I peeled off a few bills and threw them on the table, telling the dealer to hold my seat. And then I went after her. Who was I kidding? I'm no Galahad, but my concentration was shot anyway. I needed a break. I found her in the far corner of the card room, away from the raucous noise of the games. She was sitting at an empty poker table, sobbing with her face buried in her folded arms. Excuse me, miss. You won. She waved me off with one hand. If I'd been truly concerned with her feelings, I would have left her with her grief. But the pretty, distressed lady had just taken me for a lot of money, so I changed tacks. I know what you're doing. I don't know how you're doing it, but I know. She sat up and wiped the tears from her eyes. Why don't you tell me? You'll feel better if you let it out. She fixed me with a look I'll take to my grave. I tried not to flinch. She said, I'm evil. Once the silence was broken, the rest of the story just poured out. And what a whopper of a story. A young girl taking care of her Hungarian gypsy grandmother. She gets a second job dealing cards at night. Her grandmother reading tarot cards by the flickering candlelight, telling her to quit her job or it will end badly. But she likes her job. And besides, she's met someone. He's a young man, handsome and a pretty sharp card player. Real up-and-comer. Trying to work up a stake and get to Vegas. I'm not buying any of this story, or her tears, by the way. But what the hell? I like a good story as much as the next guy. So I let her go. Okay, occasionally I check over my shoulder to make sure nobody's going to jump me, but otherwise, I'm riveted. She starts having the young man over for dinner, and he and Grandma fight incessantly. She calls him grubby because he plays cards for a living. He mocks her for reading tarot cards. One night, Grandma fires back with, I can see the future in your cards. but you cannot see the future in mine. Our man whips out a pack of cards on the spot, slams them on the table, and says, "Prove it." "Four of clubs," the woman says. He flips over the first card, and it's the four of clubs. She calls out the next one, and the next one, and the next. Well, our man goes crazy. He's got to know how she's doing this. Grandma says it's not a game. It involves forces that shouldn't be toyed with. Now he really gets mad. He starts yelling, grabs her by the shoulders, and starts shaking her. The girl gets in on the struggle, and when it's all said and done, the grandmother is dead. So what does the girl do? Torn between her young lover and a murdered grandmother, she covers up the grandmother's murder. She was in love, she tells me, and she was afraid of being alone. Oh, she's good, this one. So very good. Soon she'll be reaching right for my wallet. Anyway, she tells me she started having nightmares. Her grandmother came to see her in her sleep and told her things she didn't want to know, taught her how to see the future. At first she thought it was sleep deprivation, until one night at work, she knew what all the cards were without having to turn them over. When she tells her boyfriend, he makes her work out a system so that he can use her to cheat. And even though his bankroll wasn't big enough, he decided to take a stab at a big game, seriously big. He borrows a lot of money from the wrong people and sits down to play. And that's when she does him in, waits until everything is on the line and gives him the wrong signal on purpose. And when the cards flip over, she can see it in his eyes. She can see that he knows she betrayed him, that there's no way to get more money, that he knows that he's going to be killed. Grandma had her revenge, she said. I killed him with the Queen of Spades. A week later, they found his body in a spillway. Don't say anything. Just leave me alone. I'm evil. I'm cursed, she protests as the tears begin anew. I don't think you're evil. I don't think you're cursed. I think you're caught. I pulled out a pack of cards and dealt a hand. Now you tell me what the flop is. You tell me the next three cards in order, otherwise I'm dragging you by your pretty little hair over to security and getting my money back. She said, three of diamonds, seven of spades, and the ace of hearts. And by God, that's just how they came. Three of diamonds, seven of spades, and the ace of hearts. I got away from that woman as fast as possible. And sure, you're saying, why didn't you try and learn her secret? But any gambler will tell you, there are some chances you just don't take. Honestly, I was scared.